that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. The black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me, now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane, and to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully, and we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out, or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Dr. Martin Luther King speaking April 3, 1968. Within 24 hours, he would be dead. Assassinated on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel, April 4, 1968. Today is the federal holiday that honors him. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warnoff, Libby Rainey, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Ravi Karan, Hani Massoud, Sharina Nadura, Tamari Astudio, Adriano Contreras, and Maria Terracena. Mike DeFilippo and Miguel Nogueira are our engineers. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, Miriam Barnard, Hugh Grand, David Prude, Vesta Godarz, and Carl Marxer. And to our camera crew, John Randolph, Kieran Krug-Meadows, Anna Osbeck, and Matt Ely. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
sweet songs. The melody is pure, brand true. Singing, this is my message to you. Singing, no worry, yeah, about a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, no worry, about a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beside my doorstep sing a sweet song. The melody is pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Singing, no worry about a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, no worry about a thing.
Smile has gone away. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, it's the Mockster from Friday night's radio program here on WRCT called Viva La Mock. And guess what? I have 30 minutes of music from Robin Hitchcock that I have curated especially for you. Born March 3rd, 1953, Robin Hitchcock first came onto the music scene in the mid-1970s as the lead singer of the English band The Soft Boys. After their breakup in 1981, Hitchcock embarked on a solo career. In the next 30 minutes, we will crisscross 40 years of solo work from Robin Hitchcock. But let's start things off with something from his debut.
We head downhill, our hands fly back, our fingers freeze.
Freezing in a roaming groove. Ah, all the
from his 1993 album Respect. That's the Yip song from Robin Hitchcock. Before that, from 1999's Jewels for Sophia, it was Sally Was a Legend. Also, Sicky Boy in there from 2010's Propeller, and start off the entire set from 1981, Brenda's Iron Sledge. Let's move on to Robin Hitchcock's third album, 1984's I Often Dream of Trains, and the title track.
I often dream of trains when I'm alone. I ride on them into another zone. I dream of them constantly, heading for paradise, or Basingstoke. I often dream of trains when I'm awake. They ride along beside a frozen lake. And there in the buffet car, I wait for eternity, or Basingstoke, or Reading. I often dream of trains till it gets light. The summer turns to winter overnight. The leaves fall so suddenly. The sun sets at 4 o'clock. Exactly what I'm dreading. I often dream of trains when I'm with you. I wonder if you dream about them too. Maybe we'll meet one night out in the corridor. I'm waiting for you, baby. Except in hindsight, this was bound to happen.
It's the moon.
from Ole Tarantula. That is Robin Hitchcock along with the Venus 3 doing Adventure Rocket Ship. Before that, from 1988's Globe of Frogs album, and this time with the Egyptians, it was Robin Hitchcock and Balloon Man. Also played from 2017, a self-titled album that Robin Hitchcock put out, Mad Shelley's Letterbox, and then I started the entire set from his 1984 third album, the title track, I Often Dream of Trains. One more song to end this set. Going back to Robin's 1989 Queen Elvis album, it's Madonna of the Watch. Thanks again for listening. That has been 30 minutes of Robin Hitchcock, courtesy of me, or I should say curated by me, the Mockster. Don't forget my show Friday night at 9 p.m., but I also want to remind you on Thursday nights, you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, and he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Again, that's Thursdays at 8 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Don't forget Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And although the doors to the theater are closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. They're trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh through this pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street. Again, that's in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225.
Hey, look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark
Office. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I'm the host of this demented show. That's why people call me the Mockster. You know what? I've decided for this next hour, what I want to do, I'll call it a special treat, but it's just because this is what I want to do, is I want to feature songs and singles that were released in 2021. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do for the next hour, is just play songs and singles that came out in 2021. Hopefully you heard a lot of these, but maybe you're like, wow, I missed that one. Before I get to any of that, I do want to remind you that Speck Brothers Pizza joined June supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza, well, they offer pizza, but they also have hoagies and wings and vegetarian and vegan alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Now, Speck Brothers is committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more at their website at speckbrothers.com. That's SPAKBrothers.com. Or call them up, 412-362-SPAC, 412-362-7725. Speck Brothers, conveniently located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Let's waste no time. I'm not doing this in any chronological order. I'm just looking up some singles that I was playing in 2021. A couple that I wasn't, that I was like, huh, I must have missed that one. And I'm playing them for you. Detroit's own Popular Creeps put out a single. Yeah, it was just a single. Called Split Decision. This is the A-side. Came out back in March.
In a split decision. Try.
This is John from the 4019s, and you're listening to The Mockster on WRCT. Rock on.
Let's go to Detroit.
Now you're talking, brother.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into